This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Democratic Representative Steve Cohen.
It was good the judge agreed with us. It's the law. It's oversight as American as apple pie.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's order. As the impeachment process against President Trump unfolds, it's not only Americans who are following every twist in turn. People around the world are fascinated. Henry Ridgewell looks at world reaction to the impeachment process.
With a general election imminent, many Britons see their own recent political chaos mirrored across the Atlantic, says analyst Thomas Gift of University College London.
Both the US and the UK are rivaling one another for levels of dysfunction in government or lack of ability to get things done.
Polls suggest less than one in five Britons have a positive opinion of Donald Trump, like London resident Deo Thomas.
Even if it goes through the House, I really hope that the Senate really stand up and do something about it. He shouldn't be president and he should be impeached.
There is greater interest in Russia and seemingly greater support for Donald Trump. Moscow resident Mikhail says the Americans elected Trump, but now they want to take the decision back. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The impeachment process could go on well into 2020 as the U.S. also gears up for the presidential election. A strong earthquake struck the area of Albania's capital early Tuesday, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 6.4 with an epicenter 30 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana. A powerful aftershock in the Adriatic Sea of a magnitude of at least 5 struck 3 hours later. This is VOA News. Cameroon has warned opposition political parties against any acts that may jeopardize its local council and parliamentary elections in February. The warning comes after opposition party leader Maurice Kamto, who claims President Paul Biya stole last year's October election, called for a boycott of the polls. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji says the government will not tolerate any acts that disturb the free conduct of February's local and parliamentary elections.
Politicians specialize in hate speech, manipulation and provocation, as well as defiance of state authority should know that they will face the heavy arm of the law in case of any misconduct.
This warning came after opposition leader Maurice Kamto, at a Monday press conference, announced a boycott of the February polls. Kamto had planned to run for office, but changed his mind and accused authorities of trying to destroy his party. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News. Yaoundé.
Kamto's party is the Cameroon Renaissance Movement. The emissions gap report is one of several studies released ahead of the UN climate talks in Madrid next week, aimed at spurring world leaders to limit climate change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change last year warned of huge global changes if that target is not met, such as the loss of nearly all coral reefs and most Arctic sea ice. Inger Andersen is the executive director of the UN Environment programs.
At this time, had we acted in 2010, we would have had to reduce our emissions by 3.3% a year. Now, because of climate procrastination, which we have essentially had during these 10 years, we are looking at a 7.6% reduction.
But all she says is not lost.
Is that possible? Absolutely. Will it take political will? Yes. Will we need to have the private sector lean in? Yes. But the science tells us that we can do this.
The report named the United States as one of several large emitters alongside Brazil and Japan, falling short of its own targets or nationally determined contributions. Pakistan's highest court has temporarily suspended a government notification that allowed the country's powerful military chief to serve another full 3-year term. Tuesday's unprecedented move by the Supreme Court came several months after Prime Minister Imran Khan issued the extension order for the Chief of Army Staff, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, who was due to retire later this week. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.